I was on a beach somewhere, ice cream running down my hand. I was on my daddy's shoulders when he was still Superman. Mama with a birthday cake, blowing out her 29. Back when she had more years ahead of her than she had behind. If I could talk to time, I'd say why.
You just heard a snippet of Talk to Time, the new single and title track from multi-platinum award-winning entertainer Tim Hicks by Open Road Recordings off his fifth studio album that was released in September of 2022. Hicks continues to lead the way with his sure-footed everyman approach, expanding the songwriting and style that has helped define today's country music. Delivering hit after hit, Hicks is one of the most recognized country stars here in Canada and undeniably one of the best elite chart-topping acts as an entertainer since making his country label debut in 2013. His vast catalog of highly praised releases including Throwdown, 501, Shake These Walls, New Tattoo, Wreck This, and Campfire Troubadour, and Talk to Time has earned the 5-time Juno Award nominee and CCMA Award winner a double platinum selling single, 3 platinum selling singles, 9 gold singles, 1 gold album, and 20 top 10 radio hits, including the number one singles for No Truck Song and What a Song Should Do, in addition to over 140 million collective streams, multiple sold-out headlining dates, and back-to-back national tours. Hicks, a 2022 Juno Award nominee for Country Album of the Year, is now a 3-time consecutive winner and the first recipient ever of the Nielsen Compass Award, which recognizes an artist for the most total content plays, including streams, single and album sales, as well as the total social media following. Kicking off 2023 with the radio release of Talk to Time from his new album with the same title, Hicks unveils a new chapter in his career, showcasing his versatility within the country music genre and beyond. Here to talk about his latest single and new video, headlining at this year's Boots and Hearts and so much more, is award-winning country star and entertainer Tim Hicks. Hi there.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
So good to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's always great to have you here. Congratulations on this fifth studio album, Talk to Time. Such great body of work. You got to be...
They gave me a budget for a fifth one. I can't even believe it.
Well, let's talk about this one for a little bit. I'm telling you, time is so precious these days, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah. I mean, that's the theme of the record.
I know. Big change. Big change for this chapter for you when you look back at this last decade since your debut. It was 2013, right?
Yeah, 2013. So much has happened. The kids are getting bigger. And I just figured, like, I need to start saying a few things more than, hey, let's raise a beer up and have a party. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking for songs that, show a little bit of growth and reflect where I come from and, you know, grab a little bit of that nostalgia that I'm able to kind of look back on over the past 10 years of a career, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm on borrowed time a little bit.
Well, when I talked to you, I think the last time I always kept saying to you, I wanted to see you do a duet and some of these other sides that I've known you for over the years. Mm-hmm. And because we go way back. So when I take a look at this album, there is so many special tracks on it. Really well done. Very well done.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. We worked really hard on it. You know, we stretched our legs a little bit. I mean, we got Derek Rattan to produce half of it.
Nice.
And then, you know, a little bit of a comfy slipper with Jeff Copeland behind the desk on half. So it was good. It was a good mix of new and old and familiar and dangerous all in the same breath, you know?
Those guitar solos, gotta have them.
Yeah. We were talking about that the other day. I was in Nashville with Jeff and he had his No Truck Song clock up. He said, we managed to get three guitar solos into that song.
That's so true.
We're on number one song in this day and age, you know. We're always looking to sneak that kind of stuff in, that rock influence, you know.
Gotta have it. I wouldn't expect anything less when it comes to you, because those are just something that you're so known for. And it's important to you to stay authentic and be the artist that you've always wanted to be and have that rock influence. That's what I've always loved, you know, when I look at all the music that you've put out. But I love this side of you. I love this side of you.
Yeah, it couldn't have happened any other way. Like, it took me this long to be comfortable enough in my own shoes to kind of start exploring that in a public way, you know, on a record. So, and I mean, I always say that's something I would say often when we release a record, like, well, this record, I'm, you know, most comfortable in my own shoes as an artist. And for each record, that was true. Mm-hmm. But now we're that many more ahead, and I really do feel like I'm in my own lane, and that I can, you know, I can sort of stretch my legs a little bit and not have to worry so much about, you know, whether we had songs on the radio or whether, you know, people are that interested in what's going on. You know what I mean? I just feel like I have to do it in my own special way.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that you do. And
yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I think so many people try chasing what's on radio, and as we know, it's like 2 years behind to begin with. It's always evolving, but what works for you and just going into this really competitive market, because country music is starting to become very competitive. And when you're coming from the rock world and then you're coming into country music, you're starting to see that change a little bit. I can understand where you're coming from, but I think you've hit the mark. You've hit that sweet spot.
Thank you.
Where you're playing the music that means something to you, but also giving it that Tim Hicks edge, what we know you for. So really,
well, I feel like my fans know the difference too.
Definitely.
Because there has been instances where I've sort of listened to outside influences and maybe done songs that I wasn't sold on. Mm-hmm. And that reflects in the reaction from the audience, in sales and streams. Like, you can kind of see, not to name names, but like a song like, what's a good example? Like Young, Alive, and in Love. There's a lot of drama around that song when we put it out, because we had come from Throwdown and we had 501 out, and I really love 501 as a record, and my fans do, but we didn't have the same success on that record as we did on the first one. And so I was listening to other people saying, well, we need a radio single, and we think this one is a really great one. And I remember at the time being a little uneasy about it. And the proof's in the pudding. Like, I think people, especially my fan base, they can sniff it out a mile away.
Definitely.
If I'm not being true to myself. And at this point, I have no problem saying, I'm not saying that, or I don't want to do that song. And, but, you know, it's sometimes to a point where I drop my team a little bit batty. But I don't apologize for that. You know what I mean? Like, I have to go out and be my authentic self.
I'm glad, especially.
It's not going to work any other way.
Yeah, especially at this stage in your career, because you had so many followers and such a name for yourself before 2013. And to me, you know, because I was just waiting for that moment where you're going to be hitting radio, because you just got so much talent behind you. Your songwriting, you're such a fantastic songwriter.
Thank you.
Being able to lean into that and lean into who you are. And that's so important today, right now, especially. And look what's happening.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because I still feel that I am a challenged songwriter. And I think that comes from playing covers for so many years. I mean, the standard is, like, what's a good example? Sweet Home Alabama. You know, it's a bit of a cliche, that song, but there's a reason it's still on the radio.
Definitely.
You know, and I played all those songs, and I still have this, like, slight insecurity about the songs that I write. Like, for instance, I just did an interview where the fella asked me what my favorite song was on Talk to Time. And I said, without hesitation, Cost of Life, which is
I
an outside
that
cut.
Song.
So I didn't write that one, but it was unusual that I heard an outside song. From the very first time I heard it, I said, that's one I want to sing. That's one I want to put on my record. At a time when I was being really hard-headed about, like, I want to write my songs, I want to be the guy, like, you know, Jim Cuddy and Greg Keeler write all the Blue Rodeo songs. Tom Petty wrote all his songs. I want to write my songs too, you know. And but that was one that I heard and thought, man, that is so good. And I still can listen to that song a little bit removed and go, that one I love, mm-hmm. you know. But I still love a lot of the songs on that record. Like, you know, I love Whiskey Does still.
That one, I think, is one of my top.
Something special.
Yeah, it's one of my top picks for the album.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
Definitely. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I think, too, when you have songs that are pitched to you, it doesn't really matter whether you wrote them or didn't write them, because it's what you connect with. It's the mm-hmm. lyrics. And if it's authentic to you and you can deliver that on a stage, it's going to yeah. work every time. And people don't care whether you wrote it.
No, it's, and they don't even know.
Yeah, and you're delivering it. Like, half the time, they never know who writes any of the songs. But, you know, it's just when you can deliver a song the way that I know you can, and yeah. the way that you have in this album, I think, oh, hats off to you, my friend.
Thank you.
You did such a good job. Let's talk about one song. Let's start yeah. with Talk to Time, and we'll get to okay. Whiskey Does. But let's talk about the lead track. And what this song meant to you, because that one, again, was produced by Derek Rutan, and we all love yes. Derek. He is so good at what he does. Talk mm-hmm. to us about this one.
So what's interesting about this one, talking what we just talked about, mm-hmm. is that it was an outside cut. Mm-hmm. It came to me long before we were even thinking about the record. And I, you know, I heard it and I thought, this is really great, but for someone else. Mm-hmm. And I will admit that... like the demo, for whatever reason, just didn't speak to me from a production point of view, and I couldn't hear past it.
Oh, really?
But everybody okay. around me, from my wife to my daughter to my manager, Ron Kitchener, a radio person at the label, Amber at the time, they were all going, Tim, you're missing the boat on this. Like, there's something. And I remember saying, like, the lyrics, I love. Mm-hmm. It's just the song, I think, is a little too light for what I do, guys. And somewhere along the way, it was Derek Rutan. He called me up and said, listen, if you don't cut this song, someone else is going to, and you're going to kick yourself. You're going to hear this song on the radio 6 months from now. And like the competitive Leo in me was like, all right, Derek. And so I went, you know, begrudgingly into my studio and I cut a demo on it. And once I started to dig into it and learn it and flush it out in my way, mm-hmm. I fell in love with it. And I can't imagine anyone else putting out this song. Like, it's just, it really does speak to me in a way that a lot of songs don't, you know? Mm-hmm. And recently I was playing at the Toronto Rock Game, and some of the staff was standing there as we were sound checking, and a lady came up to me with tears in her eyes. And she said to me, she was kind of choked up, and she said, can I ask you something? Is that song about your mom?
Oh, wow.
And I instantly knew there was something happening mm-hmm. here, you know. And she said, you know, the line about, you know, blowing on her birthday cake, you know, when she had more years ahead of her than she had behind, like, tell me about that. And I had to tell her, I said, listen, I didn't write this song, but I understand what you're getting at. And I could tell that maybe she had recently lost her mom or someone close, like a kind of a mother person in her life. So it was, you know, that's an instance where, you know, she didn't know that I didn't write it. And
exactly.
I still spoke to her in a way that was emotional, and she connected with it, you know, in a big way, you mm-hmm. know, and that's how I feel now when I sing it. I really do. Like, I think about that when, you know, when my mom's birthday is on June 4th, I was thinking, well, every time I sing that line, I think about my mom blowing out her birthday cake.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
So
it's
nice.
I'm so pleased that I was able to get over my hard-headedness and put that song on the record.
Well, sometimes we just have to listen, right? When we,
yes.
when people yeah. know what you're capable of, and Derek knows, and how you could deliver the song in a way mm-hmm. that is so unique to you. And that's mm-hmm. why it connects. And it's, you know, it was kind of cool that became the title track and the
yes.
name of the album, right?
It had to be. Like, it was, it just spoke to me so much, especially when we got the masters back and we were still batting around, like, what are we going to call this? What's the sequence going to be? What order are we going to put the songs in? I was, you know, I said Talk to Time. That's the name of the song, of the record, rather.
Nice.
You know, we got to call it that. It just makes a whole lot of sense. Like, 10 years in, looking back with nostalgia, watching my kids grow up so quickly. You know, Anna turned 10 this week.
I know,
the day
crazy.
After she was born, I played my first a big arena show. I had my first on-camera television interview with my hospital bracelet still on. Like, the day she was born, Get By hit top 10 in Canada. Like, there was so much happened 10 years ago. And now, you know, looking back on everything that's happened since, it just made the most sense to call this record Talk to Time.
We're going to play the latest single, the title track, Talk to Time, by multi-award-winning country star and entertainer Tim Hicks, here on Music's Journey.
I was on a beach somewhere, ice cream running down my hand. I was on my daddy's shoulders when he was still Superman. Mama with a birthday cake, blowing out her 29. Back when she had more years ahead of her than she had behind. If I could talk to time, I'd say, why you always fine? You say you're on my side, but you ain't no friend of mine. You don't do second chances, you don't. Wish I could put you in a bottle, wish I could hold you in my hand, wish you would just slow down, slow down, but you don't give a damn. Drinking in a parking lot, God, we thought that we were cool. Back when we believed that home was something we could always come back to. Then it was graduation day, we were on a football field. We were begging you to just speed up. Why couldn't you have just stood still? If I could talk to time, I'd say, why you always fine? You say you're on my side, but you ain't no friend of mine. You don't do second chances, you don't like looking back. I blame it all on you, but it's me who's losing track. Wish I could put you in a bottle, wish I could hold you in my hand, wish you would just slow down, slow down, but you don't give a damn. She was every perfect kiss, she was everything I loved, but you just couldn't help yourself. You had to go run out on us. If I could talk to time, I'd say, why you always flying? Say you're on my side, but you ain't no friend of mine. You don't do second chances, you don't like looking back. I can blame it all on you, but it's me who's losing track. Wish I could put you in a bottle, wish I could hold you in my hand, wish you would just slow down, slow down, but you don't give a damn. No, you don't give a damn. No.
That was Talk to Time, the title track for the country star Tim Hicks, off his fifth studio album released in September of 2022. It's perfect timing, and it fits your life right now, the stage of your career, the opportunity to reflect after a decade of incredible music success since your debut in 2013, over 140 million catalog streams. The
ridiculous.
Awards are crazy, what you've done in 10 years. And that, yeah, I read them off for the intro, and it was just like, okay, I'm going to keep on going and going.
Yeah.
There's just
I don't know
so
what
much
to say about all that. It's you know, it's really nice to be recognized by your peers in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it's not the reason I do what I do. I can't not do it. And somebody asked me Well, actually, I get often asked, what would you do? What would you be doing if you weren't doing this? It's like, listen, I have no other skills. I don't know what I'd be doing. I sing real pretty, and that's where it ends. Like, you know.
Well, when you look at success, okay, when you go back to when I first met you, okay, in the clubs way back, and then your debut 2013, a father of two, a husband, a musician, what did success look like to you when you first started out, a young Tim Hicks, starting this journey in music, and what today success looks like for Tim Hicks?
Well, it did change. I mean, when you're a kid and you're dreaming of, you know, being a rock star, limousines and big stages and tours and flights and you know, to some extent, I mean, that stuff did and does happen. Just the other day we were talking about some of the hotel rooms that we've been able to stay and been lucky enough to stay in. I brought the kids to Lasso in Montreal last summer.
Oh, nice.
We had an epic hotel room. Like, it was like vaulted ceilings and there was three rooms and it was unbelievable. It must have just been the last room available or something, and they just put us in it because there's no way I deserve to have that kind of a room. But you know, those kinds of perks and things that happen along the way, a younger Tim would say that's success. But success changed for me along the way, and it was even before I had a record deal. Success to me was doing music full time, paying my bills, keeping the lights on.
Nice.
And it was when that became my definition of success, all the other things started to happen. You know, when I stopped caring about trying to get a record deal and getting songs on the radio and all that kind of stuff, you know, that was when things started to happen. So it was almost like you just had to let it go, you know, and just let the flow of the universe happen, you know, in order to get to that next stage. And I would say that my definition of success hasn't changed much from that, especially having gone through what we've all gone through. You know, just being able to get to play shows is success. You know, being able to keep the boys working is success to me, you know, because I harbored a lot of guilt during COVID of not being able to have gigs so that they could work.
It's hard.
You know, so it was really hard. Success is just being able to do this. Like, I was just in Nashville with Jeff, cutting a bunch of tunes for the next thing. And I always have this moment now where I'm sitting there going, I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, cutting an album. How wicked is this?
Your favorite place to be other than a home.
Yeah.
Nashville's home, big deal. Yeah. I know how much you love it there, and I know, like, you're recording there all the time, and it's just such a big part of your life. But when you look back at those small clubs and those happy times, you were happy. You just loved music, and it showed. And that's why you connected with the fans. That's why you had such a big following to begin with, and why everybody was rooting for you when 2013 rolled around, and to see all the awards and everything. That, like, the Juno nominations after Juno nominations, you know, CCMA awards, they just, like, you've received so much from the industry as well as your fans. And that is what I loved to see, because you're one of the most humble people I know. You stayed that way, and you're staying true to who you really are and the music that you love. And that is success.
Yeah, I think that had a lot to do with the fact that success came later for me.
Yeah, I think, you know, so.
I was 33, the baby, and real life worries and obligations. So, you know, a younger Tim Hicks might have fallen prey to the, you know, the cliches of the entertainment business.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I had perspective. And, you know, and that ebbed and flowed too a little bit, because, you know, every now and again you start to believe the hype. And then fortunately I've got great people around me to yank me down a little bit.
That's, you know? That's good. That's what you need, right?
Yeah, you need it. You need that. Yeah. And I think, like I said, you know, having gone through what we've all gone through, it makes it easy to kind of to stay in perspective and to just keep focused on what's important, which is family and keeping the lights on.
Well, you know,
I can do that with a guitar on my back, man, that's awesome.
Well, I think when you strip it all away, like, COVID really kind of woke us all up. and life changed so dramatically. And you never would have saw anything like that coming, not in our generation. No. And when you turned around and look at how hard you worked, and it's that grind, that perspective, that's what keeps you focused, because you knew what it took to get you there.
Yeah.
And you kind of can get lost in it when you're going through so much success in a short period of time. 10 years is not a lot when you look at it.
Given that there was 18 years prior to that.
That's right.
I'm almost 30 years into my career. It's unbelievable.
Well, I'm so happy, because you deserve everything that's on your plate right now. And I'm just glad to see this change in this. I just think, to me, you're just getting started.
I feel a little bit like that. You know, like I feel like I still got a lot of gas in the tank. And, you know, I had this kind of semi-funny discussion with my manager the other day. And he's like, you know, you're at the beginning of your nostalgia years, like that kind of thing. And like, I couldn't even believe I was having this discussion.
Yeah.
You know, and to some degree, he's right. You know, at 10 years into your career, like you're kind of, you're starting to look at, well, how do we keep this train going for the next 10, you know? And you know, hopefully we're able to just keep it going, because I'm just having so much fun, and I can't imagine doing anything else. And I'm just really pleased that at this stage in the game, I can put out a record like Talk the Time and people are still interested.
I just think you're just on the tip of what you are learning about yourself and what you're capable of.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Very, very good. Now, you unveiled a pretty nostalgic music video for this one too. Tell us about premiering it on iHeartRadio on all the platforms in February. That was pretty cool.
I'm not sure who lined that up, but it you know, very nice when you can get a premiere like that. You know, I can tell you, when we shot the video that day, it was underneath the Burlington Skyway.
Pretty cool.
Which was really cool. Yeah, close to home. And but it was super windy and super cold.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is when you watch the video, you have no idea.
None.
But they had blankets and sleeping bags for me, like in between takes. Like as soon as we finished, someone would like jump on me with a blanket. And the funniest part of the day was they had erected this like makeup tent, or like a change tent.
Right.
And, you know, I'm meeting the crew for the first time. Hi, nice to meet you. And they hear the makeup girl, and she's going to take care of you. Come with her. And so we hang up my outfit in the tent. And she starts to put powder on and do her thing. And this big wind comes up and blew the tent away. And like, I was just sitting there in a chair, like in the middle of a field underneath the Burlington Skyway. And the tent is pinned against a fence.
Oh, too you know, funny.
And there's all this traffic going by. Like, it could have really caused a lot of trouble. And it was like, oh, wow, this is how we're going to start the day. That's it.
Good. He's going, it's really windy, it's very cold, and now this. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But I will say this, like Travis and Lee, they did such a great job in this video. We worked together on Floatin', which is that video that we shot in my backyard. Yeah, and Travis, he's a great director. He would stand there with me prior to a take, because this video had a lot more acting in it than I would normally do, that I'm normally comfortable with, because I'm not an actor. And he'd kind of show me, hey, when you pick up the bottle caps, you know, kind of do this for them to look at it. Like, you know, like you're checking it out, like this, and he would show me the motion. And for the first time, maybe not for the first time, but, for the first time in a long time, I was really happy with my part of the video turned out. You know, usually you're looking at it going, oh God, look at that yearbook photo or something.
We're always so critical of ourselves, aren't we?
But that's it. Like, I don't know anybody that looks at photos of themselves and goes, wow, I look great. You know, now imagine shooting a 3.5-minute music video. You know, so
I would have loved to have been there when that tent blew off.
Oh my God, it was so funny. But the best part for me was when we got the first cut and I was showing my kids, because I don't think Amanda was home from work, maybe. I said, hey, you guys want to see the first cut? And my daughter's always interested. Yeah, I want to see it, Daddy. And it flashes to that one, like, memory of the girl. And she turns to me and she goes, that's not Mummy. Oh, my God. That was a mountain of pain. You know,
Okay, right, how do I explain this one? Okay.
It was a lady playing mummy. You know, in the... Oh, okay, Dad.
It's so amazing to know how old they are now. Gosh, I remember when Amanda was pregnant for the first time.
Yeah.
Backstage, and it's just like, it just seemed like yesterday. Time's flown by. Wow. Big change.
That's just it.
Big change in their personalities, right? Changes.
Oh, yeah, they have such personalities.
All the questions.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Well, it is such a great video. And, man, as I said, it's just things just are happening. And I think this is a train you're not going to be able to hold on to. I think this one is just going its own way. You
Wouldn't
just got to go along with it.
Hard problem to have.
That's right.
I hope I can do this, like, you know, like it's like that scene in Almost Famous where the new manager comes in and he's trying to tell them, like, what do you think Mick Jagger's going to be up there at 80 doing this thing? You know, like, right. I would just love that. You know, that's, you know, playing acoustic guitar and singing, that's the best part about it is
exactly,
like, you know, you can grow into a character like Kris Kristofferson or like, you know, like Tom Petty was becoming, you know, before he unfortunately passed. You know, I hope that I can kind of tailor my voice and my style into the next chapter so that I can do this for a long, long time, you know?
Well, I think, too, when you're looking at songs like this, and we're gonna be talking about Whiskey Does next, when you're looking at songs like this, that's the enjoyment of what you love to do, and that's playing guitar and singing songs that matter to you. This is bringing back, you know, some of that Tim Hicks that I used to know, you know, when you were first starting out picking songs that you did because they meant something to you. So when you're looking at songs like this and you're looking at longevity and being able to sit back and really enjoy playing those songs later on, it's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you know that, listen, like when I'm picking songs to go on a record, that's a very important part of it is like, are these songs going
to
be fun to play? Obviously, they all matter to me in some way. But, you know, some, like Stronger Beer, I mean, does that song really matter? I don't know. But it is sure a lot of fun to do. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. It's like, where does this song fit in the set? Is it going to be fun to play? Or will it give us a moment in the show? Because I'm still a live performer at heart. I mean, you know, that's where I come from, is like playing live music. So it only makes sense that I'm picking and writing songs that kind of fit into that that mold. You know, they have to be songs that are going to make sense to play with the band or to play with on my own or whatever it is. You know, that's kind of where we're coming from when we're picking these songs.
Well, I think your live performance is something that we've all loved about you because you know how to entertain. The band is amazing when you've got the full band. It's just there's nothing better to see you up on the stage to play. And
I love those guys too.
Yeah, and that's a brotherhood too, right? You guys all care about what you're doing. And to have the songs that you close the show with and other songs that are just going to this is going to be a different journey for you. I'm so excited, you know, to see what new music
is
coming.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it all goes, you know.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Let's talk about Whiskey Does. We talked about it briefly in the beginning. You wrote this one with Derek Rutan. He produced this one as well.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
And Monty Criswell was also a writer on it. And Monty's written tons of songs that we all know and love. It was the first time we wrote, and the second time we wrote Dodge Out of Hell. So we've got a great track record with that trio.
Yeah.
But Whiskey Does was a concept song that Monty had. He had sort of worked out the lyric ahead of time. He had no chords or melody or anything. He's like, I just got this idea for a song. Does this speak to you? And, you know, especially when you first meet other songwriters in a write, you're willing to jump on any idea, really, to just kind of get it going.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it was such a good idea. And I could tell Derek was like, I can't wait to get my hands on this one. This is cool. And it came out very fast. And the work tape, which is, you know, at the end of the session, we all put our phones on proverbial phones on the coffee table. Like, this was a Zoom write, so. We weren't actually in the same room, but the work tape of it is very true to how the song turned out.
Oh, nice.
So that's kind of speaks to that song and how well
you connected.
And how we connected with it in the moment, you know.
Very cool.
From the work tape to the demo and the demo to the master are very similar. you know, some phrasing differences and maybe a lyric tweak here and there, but it was a fast write, and it was, we knew we had something good, you know, and that was easy to go back to our teams with and say, hey, check this out, and everyone was digging it.
Well, too, because, you know, it's from the guy's point of view about a relationship that has run its course and just isn't, you know, good for either party anymore. But that full attitude with the guy saying whiskey does it too. Not this time. Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with this.
I don't mind singing stuff like that.
You know, I loved it.
There's a movement in Nashville a lot of times when I write where people will say, well, you know, let's find a positive spin on that. And this was an instance where,
but it,
you know,
is, guys, though,
they were willing to go down that. Yeah, I mean, it kind of is, but it's still a little tongue in cheeky saying to the girl, like, not this time, baby.
Right. But at the same time, you know, knowing what's good for you and knowing that, you know, you two aren't good together. Someone's got to pull the trigger, right?
Yes. Yeah. And it was, you know, obviously in that point of a relationship where it's like, are we doing this or we're not doing this? We're in, we're out. It's, you know, we broke up today, we're back together tomorrow. We broke up, you know, which we've all been through.
The crazy cycle.
Makes it easy to identify. Yeah.
We've all been there. We've all been there. You know, it's just a matter of, why does it have to be the girl that pulls the trigger?
Yeah, and it doesn't always have to.
That's right. You know? I loved it. I absolutely loved the tongue-in-cheek for this one. We're going to play it right now. Here is Whiskey Does by country star Tim Hicks here on Music's Journey.
Let me go, but you keep on coming back for another last sip of what we had. You show up lonely in the middle of the night. You wreck my bed, mess my head up, then you leave. Leave me reaching for this top shelf Tennessee, 'cause you left me down on the bottom one too many times. My phone when I feel it buzz, I turn it over and I pour me another one. This 80 proof ain't the same as you, but it's a damn good substitute. Drunk when you kiss my lips, get me lost in the burn and all that smooth. Hey, you wanna make me late for work, make me forget how bad love hurts. Well, baby, I got news for you. Whiskey does that.
That was the hit single Whiskey Does by my special guest, award-winning country entertainer Tim Hicks, off his Talk to Time fifth studio album released last year. Pretty cool. I absolutely loved it. We've got so much we want to talk about. Let's talk about the revved up high octane single. That's the Dodge Out of Hell. Let's talk about that one.
Yeah.
I love this song too. It's such a cool song.
Thank you. Again, that was Monty Criswell, Derek Rattan, and I writing over Zoom. And Monty, like the pro songwriter that he is, comes in with a great idea and says to me, do y'all up in Canada have the phrase, get the hell out of Dodge? And I said, yeah, I say it all the time. Hey, come on, let's get the hell out of Dodge. He goes, what if we turn it around and we wrote, get the Dodge out of hell? And he proceeds to tell us this whole story about a fictitious girl who's in an abusive relationship and this, that, and the other thing. You know, she's going to burn down the house, and she's going to do all like a Thelma and Louise and, you know, drive the truck till it runs out of gas, like that kind of thing. And Derek and I are like, oh man, that's a great country song. And what's interesting is at the exact same moment, Derek had pitched me this like little riff idea, like maybe the day before or something, we got together on Zoom or something. And he's like, you know, the banana. And we're looking for a home for it. So as Monty's telling the story, Derek's playing that.
Nice.
And like, you know, Derek Rattan, he writes really great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He's not usually known as a riff master, though. You know, like that. I would expect to get an idea like that out of Jeff Copeland, but not Derek Rattan. And that's what made it so unique.
Oh, you know,
it's
cool.
Like Derek's like got this little riff idea, and I could tell he was inspired. And again, the song kind of wrote itself. When you work out the concept ahead of time, it makes it really easy to pull all that together.
True.
You know, and you know, then when it came time to shoot the videos for it, and my team said, okay, we're gonna send you out to LA, and I was like, with the whole band? They're like, no, we're just gonna send you. And I was like, with the whole band? Like, all right, we'll find some money to send the whole band.
Nice.
You know, it's that kind of thing. So we got to go out to LA into the desert for the day, and we actually spent 2 days shooting those two videos.
Well, it wasn't
it was
windy.
The first thing we've done as a band since COVID. Yeah, so it was awesome. Like, you know, just being out in the desert with the guys and all the cameras around and the crew, and you know, it was really neat.
Well, such a cool song to play live, too, for the live festivals. That had to have been a blast. It is such a cool song, an incredible story-telling song is what I call it.
Yeah, and it wound up with this kind of 90s country vibe to it somehow, like in a new way. I don't know how, but maybe just because it's a story song. And I hadn't done very many story songs. So most of the songs I had sung to that point had been like, you know, if from first person. Mm-hmm. You know, it's happening to me, or it's happening to you, but not it's happening to her.
Or I love it. This is where you gotta go. This is where you gotta go.
Yeah, you gotta flush these ideas out.
Yeah, creative boy. He's so creative, isn't he, for writing?
Oh my God, these guys are world class songwriters. I'm lucky to be in the same room with them. But I will say this: I keep a clipboard next to me when I'm writing with them. I'm like, oh, that's
here's
a great
the notes.
Idea.
Yep.
Yeah, taking notes the whole time.
I'm taking this one for later. Definitely. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point, though. You learn so much, you know, with writers like that. That's incredible. I absolutely love this song. And High Octane is what we know you to be. So we're going to play this one right now. And here is Dodge Out of Hell by multi-award-winning country star Tim Hicks here on Music's Journey.
Sale sign on a dusty old dash. She paid in 20s, counting coffee can cash. Told the old man I'll come back and get it later. He said I'll fill her up, it'll be here waiting. Secondhand Ram, brand new cam, lot of static on the radio. VA Hemi, it'll do 120, blow the black out from Blacktop Road.
was always getting lit. It's her turn to light it up. Dropping matches on the mattress, she threw gasoline on. By the time it stumbles in, she'll be 50 miles gone. In her secondhand Ram, brand new Cam, lot of static on the radio. V8 Hemi, it'll do 120, blow the black out from Black Tie Road. She's got a left foot and she's full pedal, and she's tired.
Hell yeah, that was Dodge Out of Town, the killer track by my very special guest, multi-award-winning country star Tim Hicks, off his fifth studio album, Talk to Time, released last year in September of 2022. Don't forget you can download your copy of Talk to Time, the killer 11-track album. On all your streaming platforms, you can add it to your playlist, you can share it, and you can also request any of the songs off the album at your local country radio station. Insane, this album. So cool.
Thank you.
What a way to celebrate a decade.
Yeah, like I mean at the same time we've got so much else going on, like
I know,
10th anniversary of Throwdown. We've got some, you know, some tricks up our sleeve for that, and like, you know, I was just in Nashville recording maybe a new Campfire record. I don't know.
Yes, you can.
I mean, lots going on.
I cannot wait. I am so excited for this journey. Can we play one other song?
Please.
This one is so cool, and that is Buy You a Drink. I love this song too.
Yeah, so I'm not sure whose idea it was to get three acts from three different countries together, but it came to me and I thought, like, I never say no to these things. I think it's so cool to try and flush out some kind of idea like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got together, Austin and I, and the Southbound XO girls, just on Zoom. And we kind of chit-chatted a little bit, and then we got together to write. And I had worked out you know, what became Buy You a Drink. And you know, we tweaked my idea quite a bit, so I don't want to take too much credit for that. Because they certainly took my idea and made it into a great idea. But shooting the video was super fun because we had to figure out how are we going to shoot a video with one act in Australia, one act in Nashville, and one act in Niagara. Yeah.
Worked out.
Mitch Nevins at our label, he had this idea. He goes, listen, get everybody to walk around where they're from and just shoot them singing the song, and I'll cut it all together and make it into something cool, I promise.
Technology.
So he came down, and yeah, we went down to Niagara Falls, where I was born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is, like, if you're from Niagara Falls, you don't go anywhere near Niagara Falls unless someone comes and visit. Like,
so
if a relative comes to town or, like, friends, then you go down there. But if no one's coming, then you don't go anywhere near there.
That's so true.
So I hadn't been down there in so long. And so I didn't even recognize it. It's changed so much. But just wandering around, like, walking up and down Clifton Hill, like, him shooting me singing this song. Like, I think he shot it on his iPhone.
Oh, really?
iPhones
are so good. I'm telling you, it's like so many people are using iPhones for everything now, for that stuff.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. It was great. And then you stopped in for lunch and he's like, hey, go order a drink over there. I'll film you doing it. Like, it was like very natural and kind of run and gun, you know, as we say, like no permits running gun. Or anything. Yeah. Like,
I love
that. Just went down and stood in front of the falls and sang my song, you know, and no one bothered us, which was great. No parks police showed up.
Really?
Yeah, it was great. It was just, we just wandered around and did it. And when I watched that video, it's so pleasing to me that, that idea was able to come together in the way that it did, you know?
And it's a cool tune. It's a really cool tune. Tri-Continental, you know, it just,
yes,
it works.
Yeah, exactly. And someone was saying to me that no one's ever done that.
I don't think so.
Never had three country acts from three different countries come together to write a song, shoot a video and put it out.
Well, they've done it for two, but I haven't seen three. That was the first.
Right.
And I loved it. And these guys are so good. Really good. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Buy You a Drink by Tim Hicks, Austin Burke, and Southbound XO, Miss Lancaster, here on Music's Journey. That was Buy You a Drink by country star Tim Hicks, artist Austin Burke, and Southbound XO's Miss Lancaster. A cool track that was released in December of 2022. The result is a rousing vocal trio with the conversational lyrics that relay the relatable experience of a faithful run-in with an old flame and pouring a little booze on the fire and feeling it burn again. Don't forget you can download Buy You a Drink on all streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist and share it. And you can also request it at your favorite local country radio station. Now that was an ending for 2022. Now, taken home Male Artist of the Year, Fans Choice of 2022 at the CMAO Awards. Just announced for the marquee, but also Niagara 2022, and that was for the Canadian Summer Games, the opening ceremony. Pretty cool. You got so much.
Yeah.
That is just coming, you know, forward. And Video of the Year you got for Whiskey Does. You also got nominated for Songwriter of the Year. That is pretty cool. Derek Rattan nominated for Producer of the Year for Whiskey Does. Lots. Pretty cool. And of course.
Yeah. Unbelievable, really. I can't even fathom things like that. It feels like it's happening to someone else.
Top 10 singles, Stomping Grounds, celebrating for this platinum status in Canada. Pretty cool.
Yeah, those moments don't get old. You know, that's proof that your audience is still interested and engaged. And actually, I went and had a beer with a buddy of mine the day that that happened. You know, he's asked me, hey, what's going on? I said, you never believe it. Stomping Ground went platinum. And he said, oh, that's really cool, man. So what does that mean exactly? And I said, well, it means, you know, the equivalent of 80,000 sales. He said, no, not the nuts and bolts of it. Like, what does that mean for you? Mm-hmm. And it caught me off guard. And I forget what I said, but it wasn't anything prolific. What I thought about it later, and I thought what I should have said was, this is living proof that I'm still connecting with a fan base, you know, and that's why those moments don't get old. You know? And not to mention, and that's part of the dream. Like you were asking me earlier about what you dreamed of as success. Mm-hmm. When you get to hang one of those plaques on your wall, man, oh man, it's a good feeling.
Pretty special. And you got a few of those.
Yeah.
Not just one. You got a few.
Well, that's what I say. Multi-platinum
that's
now.
That's right.
Like, so funny, you know, like as I'm taking out the recycling on Sunday nights, I'm a multi-platinum recording artist.
Now, you just performed at the Toronto Rock Country Night for halftime show. Tell us about that. That's pretty damn cool.
Listen, if you haven't seen a lacrosse game, you got to go.
He used to play.
I had no idea what this was about. It's unbelievable.
It's good. Yeah,
it's
talent.
Like, it's kind of like hockey, but they keep the tunes going even when the players are playing. Mm-hmm. It's high octane. There is violence, which I'm not. Listen, I don't want to perpetuate that, but it was entertaining.
It's hard hitting. How's that?
Yeah, but I was stunned by the reaction we got, because it was just me and Chris, you know, like running out into the center of the field to sing three songs at halftime. But the reaction we got was unbelievable. And we played, what did we play? We played Loud, and we played, I forget now. We played Loud. Another one of the rocking ones. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was Get By.
Oh, nice. Play...
Oh, no, I know what it was. It was Loud, Stronger Beer, and Talk to Time.
Very good. And I was going to say it had to be in there somewhere. Stronger Beer.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you're at Cops Coliseum, or, you know, it's called First Ontario Center now, but it's like a hugely nostalgic room. Mm-hmm. Packed 15,000 people. Like, the game's sold out. They got the upper bowl open. And we start Talk to Time, and everyone puts their lighters in the air, like their phone flashlights, or what we call lighters now, you know.
So
and it
cool.
Was unbelievable. Like, from a crowd that was just chanting for blood, you know, to have this profoundly sensitive moment, it was unbelievable. It stunned me. I think it stunned my team. My wife and kids are there as well. And they couldn't believe, no one could believe that we had all the lighters in the place all lit up. It was just such a cool moment. And, you know, and I was got all this social media mail after, like, you got to do that again. Like, you got to come back and do halftime. I would play halftime at the Toronto Rock game every game.
That's
if they
awesome.
Would have me. It was so much fun.
That is awesome. I can see it. They picked the perfect artist to come in to do that. So,
yeah, I live for those moments. Like, you know, egging them on with the Stronger Beer thing. I knew I'd have them with Loud.
Definitely.
But I didn't know that they would react to Talk to Time.
That is that so way. Cool. Told you. You're on to something.
Yeah.
You are
totally on to something. A really neat moment.
Very cool. Very cool. Stronger Beer is the one that you close the shows with most of the time, right?
I mean, it lives in the encore.
Yeah.
So that's the one, you know, I get people ask me all the time, Tim, are you going to play Stronger?
I know you must want to hit yourself sometimes when it's like, because I remember talking to you before, it's annoying me now, but now you've accepted it.
I went through a period.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went through a period where it annoyed me because as an artist, you go, well, I want people to pay attention to what I'm doing now. You know, what I'm doing now is better than what I did before. Mm-hmm. I wrote that song in 2012.
I know.
But enough time has passed that I've really embraced it. And I love that I'm the Stronger Beer guy, you know, and I what a blessing to have a song like that.
Exactly.
You know, and I hear from, you know, a lot of up and coming artists will say, like, they'll play me a song and they'll say, do you think that could be my Stronger Beer? You know, and it's like, it's become its own thing.
Yeah.
You know, and to have a song that's permeated pop culture in that way.
Yeah.
It has been just wonderful.
Well.
You know? And, you know, it's one of those things. And a quick story about Stronger Beer. My buddy, the same buddy that asked me about Stomping Ground that stumped me, his parents used to go down in winter in Florida. And early on in my career, like probably 2013 or 2014, they got an email with Stronger Beer in it. It was like one of these things that people were forwarding around.
Okay.
And it had kind of gone viral. And they sent it to my buddy. His name's Daryl. They sent it to Daryl with a note that said, hey, Daryl, we're down in Florida. You should send this song to Tim. This would be a really good one for him to do.
That's funny.
So he sends us, he says, dude, you're not going to believe this. So he tells me, he said, so I sent him this note back saying, like, no, this is Tim. Like, he wrote this. It's him singing. You know, but they,
that's funny.
You know, they knew me from, you know, from before any of this had happened and just didn't put two and two together. Oh, like, they're not paying attention to what songs I have. But that was the moment that I thought, wow, we really have made it. Like, that is, when people are sending you a song, your own song, saying, this is one you should do. It's like, I couldn't even believe it.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah, that one you'll have, that's a good story. That's a really good story. Wow. Yeah, I bet you those people are going, oh, man.
Yeah. Well, and again, it's one of those ones that, you know, I love to play it because it gets a reaction. And
every
you
time,
know, three songs in, there's some guy in the back of the house going, play Stronger Beer, you know, and I always, you know, I'll let him go a couple of times. And then, you know, if it keeps up, I'll say, listen, I'm not going to play it. You know, like it's
coming.
Always going to be in the set. You're just going to have to work for it a little bit. And, you know, if I play it now, you'll all leave. So...
No, they wouldn't. Get to that, you know? No, they would not. Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, you're going to be performing again, Boots and Hearts. It's just like a staple ever since I was the veteran in the pit, you know, when Boots and Hearts opened. And because I was always at Havelock and then Boots and Hearts, I started doing that one. And then seeing you play there every year. It's just like, it's been so cool to be able to see that. So that was just announced. That's pretty cool. So you're there. What day are you there?
We're headlining the kickoff party on the Thursday night.
Okay.
Which is really interesting because 10 years ago, we were, what they say, first to close or like direct support for the headliners on the Thursday night, you know, as a virtually unknown, well, not totally unknown, but like as a new artist. You know, so 10 years later, headlining the show that we kicked off.
See?
So, you know, it really means a lot.
Coming full circle. Coming full circle. Yeah. Pretty cool. You've got some pretty incredible shows. I think you were back in the UK last year, but you're doing the Long Road Festival in the UK in August. That is so cool. Everything kicks off in June for you, right?
Yeah. So we're in a bit of a holding pattern now. Time to work on some new music and then rehearse the band. And we kick off our summer run June 16th in Steinbach, Manitoba.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about the UK. You were just there last year. That was pretty special because it had been a while since you got out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool. So we did three or four shows, I can't remember, last year.
It was
really neat to watch the groundswell happen. So, you know, first show, we had quite a few people. Second show, you know, had more people. Third show, even more people. And then, you know, we ended our experience there at the O2 Arena. And it was unbelievable.
That's a cool experience.
In my travels, I discovered that in the UK, they really love stronger beer. So, but I, you know, this one fella had
big
asked
surprise.
Me, said, yeah, big surprise. So he said, this one fella, an older fella at a Q&A, said, I challenge you, next time you come to the UK, I'd like you to write a UK verse to stronger beer.
Oh.
So that afternoon, we went to Camden Market and stopped for lunch someplace, and I had a couple of pints, which is always, you know, a source of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I wrote it.
Oh, wow.
And we played it the next day, or maybe we even played it that night. I can't remember. And brought the house down. Like they couldn't even believe it that we nice. That we did that. And we got it on video. I have it on video.
Is it on YouTube?
At the O2 Arena, everyone losing their minds, you know, when we play this UK version of
Stronger. I have to watch
so
that.
So I'm looking forward to playing that again.
Yeah. Nice. Because they are such huge fans. We've had quite a few of the UK artists here, yeah. and I've had them on the show as well. But it, just to see how much, because country music is just picking up there.
Yes.
In the last couple of years. And I remember having Katie Hurd on, and she just said that it's starting, you know, to pick up. But she was on a roll there. But then COVID hit and...
Yeah.
You know, everything's, you know, happened after that. But it's just nice to see the love that the UK have for Canadian country. It's just amazing.
And I think that, I mean, I think they've always been fans of traditional country music over there, but it's only been recently that they've discovered this new version that we're all doing, you know? And like, I was really hoping I was going to get the budget to bring the whole band with me. Because I know that if we brought that show to the UK, they would lose their minds.
Mm.
Because, you know, the infusion of the rock and the country together, nice. I think would freak them out.
Are you going to do it in August?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Shoot.
I'm getting paid $6 and a pack of smokes to go over there and play. So, you know, fortunately, I have an ally that lives in London. Jeff Torn, who played in our band for many, many years, he moved over there. So him and I are going to do it again.
Oh, cool.
As an acoustic duo.
Nice.
And it'll be just as effective and just as fun. But, you know, I do hope at some point soon I'm going to be able to bring the whole shoot match over there and show them what we're made of. You know,
wow.
Because it's, I mean, as you know, like the show is so high energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do a good show too when it's acoustic, but it's just different.
But people pay attention with the acoustic.
True.
They really do. There's a, when you're playing the acoustic, those are my favorites in the smaller venue, because you really get to hear the lyrics kind of like, I know me, I've sang songs that I knew every word, been singing them for years, but didn't pay attention to the lyrics.
Right.
And I think that's what the acoustic sessions do. And songs take on a new meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And so they might have loved the song before, but you're going to see so many new fans. I bet you new generations that are going to just click with your music.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Mm. And I mean, it's a different festival too than the C2C festival. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, a new take on a UK festival.
Nice. I can't wait to hear about it. Because you got some new music coming too. You're going to be working on that. You are working on it right now. You've been recording, right?
I have a lot of music coming out this year. I'm a really lucky guy when it comes to my record company appeasing that kind of thing. So yeah, I mean, like lots of stuff in the pipe to release this year.
Little hints? Come on.
Well, I mean, come on. I don't know how much I can say, how much I can't, but
just a little.
You know, well, let's maybe there was one or two songs left over from Talk to Time that might get tacked on.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, maybe Campfire Troubadour did so well that maybe we did another one.
Nice.
You know, so there's lots going on.
I cannot wait. Promise you're going to come back on the show and we'll talk about
anytime.
The new music. Yeah, I absolutely love having you here. Is there any other shows that you can announce right now?
I think they're all on my website that are up right now. I'm not sure I don't think there's too much that hasn't been announced.
Okay.
Dauphin Country Fest out in Dauphin, Manitoba. What else are we doing? Boots and Hearts, that's a big one. We got a number of shows in Quebec this summer.
Oh,
so
right.
That's gonna be fun.
I forgot about
that.
I
love playing Quebec. So great. So yeah, for all the tour information, just check out timhicksmusic.com.
Perfect. Well, congratulations. You are amazing. And we are so lucky as Canadians to have you as an artist that just brings us the music that represent Canada so well. Thank you so much for all that you do. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Kim. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you really soon.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
A great big thank you to my very special guest, multi-award-winning country star, Tim Hicks, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows that are coming up. I'm going to be interviewing Devin Cooper, Ali Walker, Jason Benoit, Madeline Merlot, Faber Drive, Tegan Gaze, Jay Coote, winner of The Voice, is back with another special song, Mike Whiteside, The Heels, David James, Shantaya, New Moon Junction, Brittany Cannell, Runaway Angel, Anthony Tulo, Rock Icons Lighthouse, Rock Icons The Stampeders, Griffin Palmer, Ty Wilson, Rock Band Harm and Ease, The Prairie States, Dan Davidson, Annika, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all my shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, and videos at nowandthenmagazine.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into The Music's Journey Show, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.